There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECOTacticalHolsters.com. Only thing I run. Only thing I run. Run it for concealed carry. Run it for outside the waistband concealed carry. I run it for tactical carry in so many different places. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Let's go to the phones. PW in Indiana. Yes, what can I do for you?
Morning, Bill Brady. My voice may not last 2 seconds.
Okay.
The other day when we talked about the 855 and the ATF backing up,
right.
My concern was they're not going to back up any further than it takes them to walk around the corner and pick up a bigger sledgehammer.
Sure. You were right. Everybody thought that. And you were right. You were not wrong at all.
Well, I didn't care about being right or wrong. My interest is getting some improvement and making some headway. Did you hear the Supreme Court decision on where they said those entities don't have to go through public comment and whatever, and they can do as they please and don't have to have time periods and all that?
I've heard reference to that. I'm still looking for it, and it doesn't matter to me even if they passed it. because I don't sit back and say, well, if it can only get to the Supreme Court, then everything will be right.
Yeah.
So, you know, as far as that goes, the Supreme Court rules on law. So what Congress needs to do, if the Supreme Court ruled the way you're saying that they did, which I haven't found it yet, that doesn't mean it hadn't happened. But if they said that, if they made that ruling, then Congress needs to just go into the ATF and gut them. Take away all of their regulatory punch. Let them be another law enforcement agency. FBI doesn't get to make regulations. CIA doesn't get to make regulations. Now, they do some nefarious stuff. But they're not out there writing regulations that go into the National Registry. That's where the ATF needs to be, because they are completely, totally out of control. And if, if they can't get that passed, then they just need to defund the government and let's just let it sit on idle.
I am 1,000% in agreement, and it's just a matter of getting Boehnert out and get people out. But there's not very many that actually are smart enough to care about trying to put things back in a direction that needs to go.
Well, and that's my fear. You know, one of the things I say is that, and I'm not the one that coined this phrase, but when you fix it to where the people cannot have a peaceful rebellion, all that's left is a violent rebellion. And they're the ones setting the stage. They are the ones setting the stage. And it's not going to be one of these things where the military says, well, of course, we swear allegiance to this administration. That's not going to be the case. It's not going to be the case with law enforcement.
Well, so they set the stage up in Spokane, Washington on the 6th of March.
What's that?
Well, the 6th was when they had the Selma walk, right?
Right.
Okay, well, day before, some guy up in North Spokane walked onto the Spokane courthouse property, and he got arrested. They grilled him for a little while, and then they let him go. The next day, on the 6th, there was about 40 or 50 people marched to the Spokane Courthouse Square with loaded weapons
right
on government property. And they said their little piece and stood around long enough, and I guess DHS was there with the helicopters. They had snipers on the roofs.
Ah, well, you know.
And they they walked onto federal property with loaded guns to make we're here.
DHS is not some bogeyman. Don't let the alphabet agency scare you. Grand total in the United States today, law enforcement, 920,000. The ratio is one of them for every 19,000 of us. Don't let the alphabet agencies make you sweat.
Oh, I wasn't sweating. I was just thought it was an interesting story. It is.
And if they were there, that's great. I've never heard of the DHS actually engaging in any sort of a combat posture except once. One guy in DHS did it. But the thing about DHS is DHS, there are no sworn Department of Homeland Security officers. They're all tasked out by the DEA, Immigration Customs Enforcement, and Border Patrol. And they all get sent to the DHS. DHS is a little bit like NATO.
Well, I didn't necessarily think DHS was a primary player. I would assume that those with guns were more federal empowered folks that had trigger time that could do things.
All of those guys, I mean, they, as long as they're walking around, and you know, I want to give them the benefit of the doubt because they're Americans, right? Supposed to be.
Well, I'll get out of your way. I just was sad that those things sounded like it was just a ploy to get, once they got caught, the ATS got caught with publishing their stuff and got it embarrassed, they just did a quick, let's mitigate damage, get the people off, because they were starting to get a pretty good steamroll going on, and I think it diffused it 15 seconds after the defuse gets wetted, then I'm looking to, it may very possibly on Tuesday after the deadline, say, sorry, folks, see you later.
Well, they've unmasked themselves. That was such a strategic blunder on the part of B. Todd Jones. And that's because they keep getting away with some of the stupidest law enforcement stuff known to man. And really, truly, you know, I've heard certain gun rights organizations that say they shouldn't defund and do away with ATF because we don't know what we're going to get if they do that. We don't need to get anything. Let's do away with the ATF. We got the Department of Justice. We got the FBI. They handle crime, too. They can handle all this stuff. They handle bombs and all this other stuff. They can handle that as well. We don't need to get the next one. Let's just get rid of one for a change and embrace that and stop being afraid. I can't stand people that operate in fear, PW.
Start training to see if I can get as fancy as John Hancock and be the first to sign that petition for that to go.
Roger that.
See you later.
Thanks for the call. Stay safe. I do not sweat the alphabet agencies. First of all, the alphabet agencies are drawn, for the most part, from America. Okay? That's item number one. So you're dealing with Americans. Number two, there are going to be people that want to be in charge of everything, and they are, you know, they're very noisy. They point themselves out for you and everything else. At the end of the, when it's all in the final, you know, whichever cliche you want to use, they're outmanned and they're outgunned. I don't care how many rounds of ammunition they've bought. They've got 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition. I want to see who's carrying it. Having it and using it are two different things. Being able to get it around, be mobile with it. Oh, that's one thing altogether. The only time something like that, a cache that big, is about, and any benefit is if you hang out where it is. If you have to go out and take real estate, not so much of a benefit because you got to carry that stuff with you. Where you go, you got to carry your tools. Those guys don't train for that. I know they've got warehouses and all this stuff. I don't care. They got to get to them. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation. Cube.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15. GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. After this next little bit, you're going to understand the need to have one of these bad boys on your side. Coming from the desk of John Farnham, if you've never heard of him, he is a trainer with a high degree of pedigree. He's from Defense Training International. He's doing a takeaway based upon some reviews of documents, publications, and videos that have been captured from ISIS Al-Qaeda operatives. some of the key learnings they have. They go to great lengths to identify and recruit potential jihadis from Western cultures. This is to demoralize us. This is to make us seem morally bankrupt. This literature provides detailed schematics with regard to building bombs from local materials, detailed instructions on how to smuggle them through security checkpoints. These are all low-tech, but very effective. Their literature, which was once rude and crude, is now polished and professional. Their budget is obviously allowing them to pay big money to get good and experienced editors as well as technical people. Well-written articles, features, and interviews. Interviews all slanted to appeal to young Westerners. Number two, ISIS is not a bunch of amateurs, which is something I have said. Farnham has watched countless videos of ISIS fighters aggressively confronting Iraqi army troops. Some of his takeaways from that are, number one, a high, almost reckless degree of aggressiveness. They will come right after you without hesitation. They display no fear of fixed defensive positions, no matter how formidable. They nonchalantly accept a high level of casualties. Inflicting heavy casualties does not slow down the rest. They firmly believe in martyrdom, if you will. Number two, they are extremely competent with satchel charges and RPGs and dependably employ them in significant numbers. Number three, they have good individual gear. Rifles are a mixture of Kalashnikovs and M4s, mostly iron sights, most employing good cheek welds, competent finger discipline, and using cover appropriately. They've obviously been exposed to some degree of Western training. Most are wearing new camouflage uniforms, new web gear, sidearms, and knives. You'll see lots of Dragunov PSL variants. These are the only long guns that are out there with optics on them. Number four, they are well practiced in small unit tactics. PKMs provide a base of fire while maneuver elements aggress the objective. The Soviet 7.62 by 54 is amazingly effective in unceremoniously converting cover to concealment. Number five, they do not wear body armor nor helmets. You will not see that on the bulk of the ISIS fighters. Back to what was discovered through all of the elements. That was the takeaways on the observations of them in combat. Back to number three, their cruelty and brutality know no bounds. They delight in inflicting pain on helpless people. No hesitation, no lamentation, and no mercy. If you are captured, you are finished. A lot of these videos that they've seen have been edited and chosen for their message, but ISIS fighters appear to be mostly well-trained, very well-armed, and very well-motivated. It is clear to Farnham that these people are not vulnerable to reason nor negotiation. They believe they are living in the end times, and that is their sacred duty to exterminate all of us, and they intend to do this. Expecting them to shoot themselves the moment police show up, the way a typical active shooter would in this country, represents absolute delusional thinking. They are not afraid, and they are able to plan well, move well, communicate well, equip well, organize well, and fight well as a team. They have no concern, no reverence for human life, even their own. Those of us that have trained, my last duty station was Fort Campbell, Kentucky, 311th Military Intelligence Battalion. We were the ones that were designed, we were put in place to deal in the Middle East. Now, I was not an intelligence gatherer. I was a people gatherer. And in the 1980s, we knew this about these folks. We knew that they were zealots. Always looking for an edge beyond just basic fire and maneuver. Now, we have, now ground combat is in its fourth generation as far as the way it's done, and these guys are trained in it. And I've never been trained in it. I was going to train in it and had some injuries that happened, and of course I had a heart attack that's keeping me from doing it right now. I'm a little concerned about this. Since I have been convalescing Since I have been convalescing, I've been having to sleep on the couch because for a while I had to sleep upright. Now I can finally sleep down now that we're getting fluid out of my lungs. When I'm sleeping, based upon threats as I see them today, I have both an AR and a pistol near me. When I travel, I have an AR. I have spare ammo. I have food. I have water, and I have first aid. Because I don't know when they're going to strike. I simply know that they are going to strike. In most cases, in 9 times out of 10 in this country, as big as it is, I'm going to read about it instead of participate in it. Just the way it is. But I have set myself for this dish that is about to be served to us. And they're not going to run when they see us. They're not going to faint when they see us. They're going to stand, and they see us as another opportunity to kill another one of us. And it is incumbent upon you, as it is upon me, to keep them from doing that, to let them be the martyrs they wish to be. They've already taken the last rites, which, they think they're operating as dead people. So, okay, let's make it permanent. When you will not fight, when you can easily win without bloodshed, and you still will not fight when victory is sure and not too costly, there's a chance where you may well come to a moment when you will have no choice but to fight with odds against you, and you have only a small chance of survival. And there may be even a worse case than that. Winston Churchill once said, "You may have to fight when there is no hope of victory, simply because it is better to perish as warriors than to live as slaves." That's here, now, inside our borders, being denied, but present nonetheless. Take steps. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. That's the only thing I run. But we're going to go to the phones. Let's go to the phones. John in Austin wants to talk about ISIS. Yes, sir.
Bill, good to talk to you.
Likewise.
Listen, I agree 100% with what you're saying, and I wish more people would listen to what is being said, would listen to people like yourself, and take that message to heart, because I find in my world that when I bring up this discussion, and I have that, you know, credential behind me, having
right.
served in Joint Terrorism Task Force, that when I bring up these topics with people, they either think I've gone around the bend, you know.
Yeah.
And my biggest fear in seeing the way they've operated and studying the way they operate is a Belson type scenario. And for those who are not familiar, these are where Chechen rebels took a school
right
in Russia.
Final outcome was horrific. Yeah.
Terribly horrific. And
yeah,
video, there's excellent video footage of this, and from the inside and outside as a response, and they had, I mean, what these people did, and these people didn't care if they lived or died. And they didn't care who lived or died with them. And you stop and think for a moment what that scenario would look like here. And you know, the Russians are tough customers in that they're not exactly smooth in their operations. They'll go in hard. And
yeah, they're not a finesse organization. They're more of a battering ram organization.
Yeah. And you know, my fear, that's my fear, is are scenarios like that where they're going to create terror. They're gonna
I'm going to tell you what's going to have to happen here in these United States, because we've gotten away from it so badly. You know, you look at the era of the 40s, and after the bombing of Pearl Harbor, they didn't have to call for volunteers. I mean, everybody got involved. The people that weren't in the service, I mean, women were working in factories building warplanes and ships and guns, yep, and all this other stuff. And that's why they were called the greatest generation, because as a country, in that time, the country coalesced behind one goal. And then for years after that, we were, you know, we didn't have too much time left over after that. We were pretty weary by the time the North Korean thing came along. But in that moment, the entire country coalesced. The closest we've come to that since then was 9/11. No matter how you think that happened, the people on the street were the closest they've been to the greatest generation since that time. We're going to have to be put in a situation, a stressor, where the entire country looks at something and says, oh, no, no, no. And that's going to, when it happens, it's going to be like what you just referenced. It's going to be horrific. And that's what it's going to take. It's going to have to be something on the ground. It's going to have to be people we can see running around doing it. And that's what it's going to take.
You know, because, like, the thing about 9/11 was, the further away, I remember 9/11. I knew exactly where I, you know, I can tell you right now where I was, what I was doing, what went on. It was the three most intense days of my life. 9/11 was my Pearl Harbor. You know, and talking with my father before he passed away, you know, he was in World War II. He talked about Pearl Harbor, and he goes, son, this is your Pearl Harbor. You need to stand up. Because it'll be... He understood.
Sure.
He understood. And we're fighting an enemy. It's like fighting partisans, if you will. And we have to fight them cell to cell.
Yes, but the bigger issue we got here, John, is not so much who we have to fight. It's the understanding and the apathy of the people of the United States. Too many people are worried about when the next iPhone's going to come out. They're too worried about, is Adrian Peterson going to play in the NFL again? They're worried about, you know, they're worried about a bunch of stuff that has become, you know, entertainment has become life. What is Kim Kardashian doing? Is Bruce Jenner going to turn into a woman? That's what they're concerned about. While at the same time, in their neighborhood, ISIS is waiting.
Well, see, like, you bring that up, and like, for me, and I wish there were more people, I don't give a rat's about what you brought up, and about the Kardashians and this and that and the Duck Commander. That's all fluff, right? What isn't fluff is the fact that they're... organizations like CARE are infiltrating and trying to change the tone of our society.
Yep.
They go, you can't do this, you can't do that. They're using our good nature, our goodwill, and our laws against us. And they've learned that lesson well. And, you know, oh, I can't wear my hijab and serve food at Disneyland? Oh, well, I'm going to sue. You're violating my right, my religious rights. Oh, you're a racist. And so many people are being scared by words, you know? And these political correctness, you know, you just want to stomp on them. You want to slap them in the face and say, wake up. You know?
The wake-up call that they're going to get is going to be a rude one.
I know, but my God.
It won't be rude to you. It won't be rude to me. It'll just, all that's going to be to me is it's going to tell me which way I need to look. That's all it's going to be to me.
I mean, do you ever get the feeling like when it goes down, you're going to be standing there, and you're going to be the one there ready to go, and there's going to be 100 people standing behind you taking pictures of you with your iPhone, hoping that they get the viral video.
I'm going to be so unconcerned with that. As far as that goes, that's why I travel the way I travel, because I fully expect it to unfold in front of me. And I hope that there's enough people with enough sense to get out of the way and get low and take some of the stuff I'm willing to hand out if somebody will stand with me, and we'll go from that point. But like you say, the wake-up call is coming, and I know that in Austin, I know that you'll be doing a fine reckoning, and you'll be doing some stuff with them. They'll recognize what you're lobbing at them, because it'll be the kind of stuff they bring, except yours will be handmade, and it'll be all made with, you make your weapons with, you'll kill them with love, with your loving, your lovely AKs.
Well,
I think that'll be nice.
It's my ISIS welcoming kit.
Okay. There you go.
And I don't have to run to the store to get extra ammo. I figure I'll just move on up the line.
There you go. There you go. I'm running out of time, John. Thanks for the call. Don't be a stranger.
I'll just be strange.
There you go.
Glad to see you back, man.
Thank you. Yeah, the wake-up call is going to be a rude one, but it will be loud. Next week, I'm going to have Aaron Cowan on the show from Sage Dynamics. And when we get back, before we go away for the weekend, we're going to talk about something he wrote about. I talk about the pelvis all the time. We're going to talk about using the pelvis as a primary target. Is that a good idea? Because where the pelvis goes, everything goes. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to vote, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your damage close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. If you're carrying a gun around you, if you're carrying a gun with you on any given day, in any given circumstance, tactically, concealed, out in the open, whatever, you need to be carrying G-code. That's all I carry. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Out of Iraq and Afghanistan, there has come a new classification of wounds that turned out to be quite the killer, where people were being shot in the pelvis. That led to the development of a new tourniquet, the pelvic tourniquet, which is quite the affair. The pelvis is... There's a lot of controversy about using that as a target. You can armor it up. They have the IOTVs come with extensions for that. Makes it sort of hard to move. Right now, the targeting of the lateral pelvis or the pelvic girdle is being celebrated as a holy grail to shoot some bad guys. And there's reasons for that. Now, in the pelvis, what you have... You have an aorta coming down. The aorta is it's a gigantic blood-bearing vessel. If it gets messed up, well, that person is not going to be savable. The aorta splits into two femoral arteries going down the interior of both your legs, and of course, pelvis is attached to your legs. It's attached to your spine. That's why it's become quite the target. Now, is it a target, though? That's the question. I got to wonder about that. Now, if you hit somebody dead center of the pelvis, which looking at where it's set up, I would have to say it's somewhere just below the navel, you're going to take out both something called the inferior vena cava and the aorta. The aorta is going to be bad news enough. This is something that every time your heart beats, you're going to be bleeding internally so bad that you're going to be done in a matter of minutes. Likewise with the femoral artery and the inferior vena cava also branches out from that centerpiece and branches down both your legs as well. The spine is not generally mentioned as a primary objective when you're talking about the pelvic girdle. It does come up, though. But there's a big difference between the spinal column and the spinal cord. Spinal column is what protects the spinal cord, which is a bony formation. It's made up of the spinal column is made up of 24 articulating vertebrae and 9 fused vertebrae. Vertebrae are bone. And they are incredibly thick bones that protect the spinal cord. Think young men running around with thick bones. No osteoporosis there. The segment of the spine in the pelvic region is made up of the lumbar section, L1 through L5, and that's some of the thickest vertebrae in the spine. This particular region of the spinal cord controls all of the nervous system relays that work the lower part of the body, And as such, even upon severing of the spinal column and cord in this area, immobilization would be the most likely outcome, not some deadly terminating wound. Aside from that, the spine is not a reasonable point of aim for practical accuracy. Vascularity-wise, pelvic region is a rich target. You can bleed somebody out in 4 minutes. And the thing about wounding somebody is that it takes, I don't know what the level of support is. When I was in, a wounded person was going to take 7 people grand total to take care of them. So if you wound somebody, you're actually taking 8 people out of the fight versus if you kill somebody, you're taking 1. Because they will bypass that dead person once they figure out he's dead. They'll come back and get him. Pelvic region is where the aorta feeds the common iliac arteries, which feed the femoral arteries in either leg. When it comes to causing massive trauma, a strike to an artery is one of the best ways to do it. They are small in nature, however, and there's no visible outside marker to exact artery location. So targeting an artery, any artery, is not realistic. This is why we always talk about center mass. Okay? Center mass, as far as center mass is concerned, you can call the pelvic region center mass because you just have to lower your trajectory, except you have less room for error. If you're firing too low, you're going to miss everything you intend to hit. To medically stop a threat, you have to incapacitate that threat. Incapacitation of the human body occurs in one of two ways. Destructive trauma to the central nervous system, which results in life function consciousness failure, which is why most of the Russian snipers were trained to shoot the spinal column in the neck. That would put you out like a light bulb being hit with a hammer. Or significant blood loss that leads to life function consciousness failure. Blood loss is the most common form of incapacitation, is determined by depth of the wound, location of the wound, the organs structured damage, and the diameter of the wound. Because handguns and lower velocity caliber rifles do not always totally destroy or sever the vessels and organs they hit, the body will act as a barrier to blood loss. It is virtually impossible for a round that does not destroy a central nervous system to result in an instant incapacitation. So this is why for example, the 62 grain 855 round was so woefully inadequate. Too fast and too light. So outside of a strike to the brain, which would have sufficient penetration and you'd be hitting the pons, midbrain, medulla oblongata, that would be the best case scenario. A person can and often will continue to fight until a sufficient amount of blood will cause them to lose consciousness. And that's the whole danger to this. This is the whole danger to abandoning central mass. Central mass has more organs to destroy than trying to come down and take out their mobility by taking out the pelvis. Taking out the pelvis, it's still a viable place to wound somebody, viable place to shoot somebody, but not necessarily one of those things where it's exact. Blood loss is not an exact science in regards to bleeding rates, because if blood is lost, blood pressure drops. That slows blood flow, and obviously someone still conscious can administer pressure to a wound and continue to fight. How much blood does somebody need to lose before they become incapacitated? Average adult is holding between 5 and 6 liters of blood. Losing 30 to 40% of that results in lethargic motion, weakness, confusion, and shock. After 40%, the body begins to shut down and unconsciousness is nearly guaranteed. 40% or more blood loss is considered immediately life-threatening. A lot of physiological factors as well as other possible variables that can see someone incapacitated before losing that much blood or before. There's the physiological incapacitation and the psychological incapacitation that would result from that kind of wounding is not something you can guarantee and that you can bet on. There is no one-size-fits-all for that kind of thing. It's going to vary from person to person. So, you know, what Aaron is doing here is he's trying to do a construct where we, where the basic premise that you need to come away from this is there's no exact science to this. And the end result of this is that you have to learn and train to shoot till the threat goes down. There's no magic panacea target that you're going to hit. Pop! Hit him in the pelvis, light him up, smoke him if you got him. No, not going to be that simple. It's not going to be that simple. You might cause some bone destruction. That might immobilize somebody. But immobilized does not mean stopped. Immobilized means they can't move anymore. Not on their legs, but they can still move. They still have motor function. They can still shoot from the ground. Aaron's going to join me next week. We're going to talk about that at length. We'll be back on Monday, guaranteed. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. Always going to be about total control on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.